Welcome to Sponsored by Nobody. This week, sponsored by blank, because I haven't written it in yet. I made mistakes. It is March 2021, and you're listening to Leaves in the Jungle, Season 1, Episode 16. In this game, we will be using the Wild Sea world setting and system. I am Ian, playing the Firefly, and we have...
Austin, playing Tsetse Yaku, the Zelekrae.
Bev, playing Rook, the Ardent.
And Jonathan playing Gomez the Ectus.
Dylan is away this week, unfortunately, due to personal business. So that's life. We'll hope to see him next week.
G-Song okay. Is currently.
Yeah, I'm just about to get there. So what happened before we get into what G-Song's doing while Dylan's away? we're gonna gloss over that. You guys can't post things and make me read it while I'm talking. I can't read and talk.
Sorry, listeners. Do not disturb, homie.
I just posted a thing in the Discord that I should have posted like 10 minutes ago. It would have made this opening better.
We'll redo the opening. This episode was brought to you by Vineyards. We heard what you've done. There we go.
Excellent. We'll splice that in.
Yeah, we'll splice that in.
We'll make a note, Ian, at the time, so you know where the soundbite is.
Real listeners will know that Ian did not splice it in, because he is lazy. Anyways, so what happened last episode, guys and girls, gentlemen, children, whatever you are?
Well, we went to the big lily pad beach, and we beached it up.
You guys were thirsty last episode. I don't know why or how, but it was a lot of fun.
It was the beach episode.
You have to be thirsty.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the beach episode.
Yeah.
We're finding each other's boundaries, we're just grasping in the dark, not finding them yet, but they're there.
That's fair.
Well,
that's
it might fair. Be good to know what the boundary is before you grasp in the dark, because you might grab something.
Play who's in my mouth?
Careful what you eat at Attractus Cactus Jordan.
That was the big lesson for Rook, I think, in the last episode.
Yeah, everyone had adventures.
We went swimming. We had a party. Oh, we got bees! More giant.
Did.
We got giant bees this time. We got bees that ate the fruit of the juice of the magic tree from the magic people with many arms, and he joined us. I forget his name right now. Somebody save me.
I thought Dokus. You said you didn't eat the rainbow spiked fruit stew.
I didn't. No, I'm talking about aloe.
Yeah.
Dokus joined you guys.
Yes.
So he is now part of your crew. He is a large, I think I said he was what? A 14 foot tall, four armed ape person?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
varying colors.
Yeah, his fur coat is it's not rainbow, but it's not rainbow. It's colorful. It's more colorful than
There's a lot more shades than you would expect.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they wear clothes?
I believe I said he wears some clothes. He probably just has like pants or something.
Like an amount of clothes.
I'm just picturing like torn jeans.
The Ben 10 episode, apoplexians. We have an intense sense and discreet sense of discretion. So you've been walking around this entire time, buck naked.
No. He's dressed like Werguruman.
He wears pants.
Okay. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
Werguruman has pants and a bando.
And just like those random like scarves tied around the muscle.
I did hear on a podcast about Digimon that Werguruman is definitely the spiciest daddy in Second Life. If any of them listen to this, then like, oh boy, that was a fun podcast to listen to.
Dude, someone's going to attack us in their fursona.
It's amazing. Fine. So anyways, Dokus has joined you. He is awesome, apparently, by the sounds of it. And he's a excellent gardener. That's his shtick.
He's teaching us the ways of the rainbow sapling.
Yeah.
I'm learning. He's
a successful plant daddy.
So, as you guys cannot
catch on. Do not say that around the children.
As you guys leave Attractus Cactus, as also known as Umtop, you guys are on your way. You burn the the chart, soot covered chart, and you get your heading and your direction, and you start following it, and you guys have been, you know, journeying for a few days now, when all of a sudden Jisun, you know, you guys are on top on the main deck of the ship doing your thing, you know, exercising, maintenance, whatever. Looking out, steering the ship.
You mean drinking while doing, like, getting the trees planted?
Yeah. That's exercise. That's, you gotta lift the drink up to your mouth and then put it back down. That's exercise. Yeah.
There's a little push around in your mouth to, like, you know, full bodied. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't spill any. That's alcohol abuse.
Exactly. This guy gets it.
Think of the children. So,
exactly. Think of the children. They could use that alcohol.
Watching one of their new moms getting drunk on the deck.
Anyways, Jisun comes up to you, the three of you, as you're on the deck, and he goes, "Do not leave. Like, do not enter the ship. You are now forbidden from entering the ship until my surprise is done." And he just walks back to the door that goes down the stairs. Closes the door behind him, and you just hear a click as he locks it.
I kind of look around it.
I just kind of go over to it, and I just kind of, like, yank, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, we are locked out.
Well, I guess it's about time for us to go on an adventure.
We're just going straight to adventure from, I don't know, try one of the other entryways. You know that I've taken this ship apart, right?
I mean, I'm not going straight to adventure. I'm going to drink two or three more of these first, and then adventure time, baby.
I grab another drink, put a little umbrella with it, and I go, yes.
Right?
And then I just sip, and I think, and I scheme, but also sipping with a little umbrella.
Why would we stop him from making a surprise? Last time, it was chocolate.
A couple times before that, it was spore-related hallucinogens.
But it's still tasty.
True. Can anybody smell anything?
Not right now. But, I mean, he just left you guys.
I can smell a fun adventure brewing as he takes another sip.
Yeah.
I guess, look over at Gomez. Is there anything you've heard of along the way? It seems to be a long journey from here. At least a few days.
Did you say how long before we're allowed down there?
Nope. He just said don't come down here.
He just told us to go play outside.
It's like, Jisun makes hallucinogenic spores. I'm not messing with him if he doesn't give me a time frame.
Well, no, what if it's actually for our own safety? And he's like, I'm sporing up real bad, guys. You can't come in here.
That's a risk I'm not willing to take.
That's something that you really should communicate to your friends and family.
We all know Jisun is blunt and sometimes help.
Maybe it's just that time that, you know, he's doing the second one.
What?
Listen, I think I caught wind of a place where we can go find some cool stuff. A ship said to be intact, locked up pretty tight. No one else has gotten to it yet.
And you've just been sitting on this?
I mean, I thought we were going somewhere, but I guess we're just going on an adventure. Takes a sip with puckers his whatever it is that he uses to drink with, and just like sips through one of those like way too small straws, one of those plastic ones that still exist in this time, because plastic doesn't go away.
Plastic is forever.
Yes.
I do have this old stone that I always thought was more important. It's got this symbol on it.
It's probably nothing. No, I'm just kidding. What you got? What is it?
handing over my ancient stone salvage.
Perfect. So you're combining ancient stone salvage with what chart are you guys throwing at this?
How about an ancient shipping manifest?
Ooh, an ancient stone, an ancient shipping manifest, and then what whisper are you throwing at this?
Well, I was using lurid cartography.
Yes, I believe I was increasing the impact if you guys added a whisper in.
I mean, I've got a lot of whispers, okay. So
and yeah,
I can afford to lose one. Let's go with a grove of twisted trees.
Nice.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So you guys combining all these things together.
Captain Planet?
And lurid cartography. You guys are, Gomez, you're right. There is some kind of secret. Like looking at this shipping manifest, you realize the symbol on the stone matches one of the symbols on the manifest, and the whisper, a grove of twisted trees, just kind of clicks in your mind. Like, of course, it's hidden in the roots of the trees, like that have been risen up, you know? Because you're still in, because Umtop, if you remember correctly, the roots of the trees are kind of above the normal tree line because they're mangrove trees. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're like tall shanks of mangroves. So there's like lots of like thin, viney roots everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so like it clicks in your mind all of a sudden, Gomez, and you're like, of course, that makes sense. This like lost ship is obviously right here, and you just point at the map.
Like that moment in Titan AE where like the things they're looking for is tucked behind thousands of tiny little like exploding fronds. You can't see it unless you come like right up close to it at the right angle.
Oh, those things. I'm like, what are you talking? Oh, right, that part. I love
Yeah,
that
but you
movie.
Can't fight the dredge. They're pure energy.
I guess we're in over our heads. Seriously, that is my go-to I just need to blast music album.
Amazing.
That and the Digimon movie soundtrack.
Oh, so good.
I remember people being like, Titan AE was a bad movie. And I was like, what are you talking about?
It's objectively a bad movie, but I love it.
Wait.
It
is a solid movie.
Yeah, like I watched it in theaters and people were like, it was terrible.
That like, you know, back in the day, you know, like if it was just playing on TV, I'd just stop whatever I was doing to watch it.
Yeah,
it's all one right. of those movies. Moving on.
We should focus.
Now that we've established our deep abiding love of Titan AE.
Totally down with doing
also,
voice chat live
now
tomorrow.
We definitely need a plant person named Kale.
Yes.
Okay. Kale Tucker. Working on it. Working on it.
Also, if they can also be vaguely Matt Damon-ish, I'm okay with that.
I will take the wheel if Gomez will show me where to go.
I feel like, yeah. I don't know, if we're not allowed to be around the ship, I feel like this is like a take the bees kind of a journey.
We could take the bees, or we could take the Delta Flyer.
We could take the bees with the Delta Flyer in tow to load up the stuff.
Yes.
So you guys are going to use...
Oh, Scraps is in the Delta Flyer and we're towing it.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. Yeah. Let me paint this beautiful picture here for a second. Yay. As you guys... like tie the bees to the Delta Flyer as you use them like, you know,
the seagulls and James
like
and
a
the
chariot.
Giant peach.
Yeah. Yeah, like a chariot.
Also we That's need a giant peach.
Amazing. Point. Excellent. So yeah, you guys are you taking Dokus and the children with you, or are you leaving Dokus and
They're
the children?
They're locked downstairs.
Weren't upstairs when he locked the door. We're not.
G-San's wall is both ways, homie. No one in, no one out.
Yeah, Dokus is there like, I would really like to leave. Things are looking awfully large handy in here.
G-San, shame. Door's locked.
These under-deck hallways were not built for his height.
Dokus better walk away with a point in cooking after this.
Oh no, Dokus is too large to fit in our air ducts. Our ardent-sized air ducts.
Yes. Because that's what the size all air ducts are.
Yes. They're basically the Jeffries tube.
Okay, perfect.
So I am
you guys...
flying...
Yeah, roll... Let's go to the journey section.
I forgot what I named my bee.
You,
I think. Wait, did anybody name their bees?
You guys did, and or some people did.
I listed off a bunch of names, but I think officially my B is going to be. Oh, right, it was something B.
Is it Behold? No, my B's name is 9.
Yeah, B9. B9.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. And then G-Son's was Beezy Boy.
I'm going with Winifred.
Winifred? Okay.
How is that a B pun?
There's layers, and you'll have to find them.
Excellent.
Do you know what's sad is? I thought of an even better name, but I can't use it.
I'll queue up B movie tomorrow on YouTube, and I'll have a.
I did
consider Barry B Benson, but no, just no.
Okay, so who is the captain, and who is on lookout?
I think Gomez is on watch because he's like leading the way.
Zizi is captain, so on what? Or captain, are you cutting a path or are you? Forging ahead.
Forging ahead.
Okay, perfect.
Wait, yes, forging ahead.
Forging ahead. Excellent. So, are on watch, roll away.
I had dice over here, and they're over there now, so... That is a one.
That's a one, nice. That is a nature roll. I am going to throw you guys because you're forging ahead, not cutting a path. It means you're going quite quickly through the trees here.
On our bees.
On your bees and like charioting the... Are you guys riding the bees or are you riding the chariot part that is the Delta Flyer?
We're riding the bees.
Yeah.
You're riding on the Delta Flyer.
I'm good with either. So yeah, let's go with riding the bees.
Scraps is just sitting on the Delta Flyer, enjoying the entire space.
Oh, full himself. Head, like dog, head out, tongue out, happy as a clam.
Amazing.
He's on the mast, which has, because he's a monkey still. Kind of monkey. Yes.
I did not realize the Delta Flyer has a mast, so yay.
Yeah.
Or and that any of our ships have masts.
Three of you are on your bees pulling the Delta Flyer. Awesome. Okay. As you guys fly quite quickly through the trees here, moving at as fast as you can, you all of a sudden have come up on what looks to be a nest of scorpion gators. Because again, you're still in this same reach.
That reach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just a nest of scorpion gators, and you are on top of them, sort of thing. Like, they will start attacking you.
Or will they?
You can choose to try and flee. You can choose to fight them. But there's probably about a half dozen scorpion gators here.
I'm thinking we try to get away from that because that is... I mean, you know, I don't want to break into their home and be like, oh no,
murder. Yeah, we're the invaders here.
Yeah, we can just go around that.
Okay.
If it's possible. Or are we just like stuck flying over the top of them?
Well, I mean, like, you guys have kind of, like, half crashed into their home a little bit because you were going at a speed and you didn't see where you were going. That's what forging ahead is. Mm-hmm.
So we'll just ignore them and just kind of get out of there as fast as possible.
Okay.
Or at the very least, away from them.
I'm going to keep an eye on the thing, though, make sure none of them pop on top.
Does someone, just call, what do your bees have for stats? Your bees have two stats. So we're just going to call it two. Does someone want to roll two dice for your, I guess it'd be tilt, which is maneuver. As you maneuver your bees through this swarm?
Sure. I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll call it.
I got three and a five.
So a five. So that is a conflict. So the conflict is... You all are going to take 1 point of damage as these things will snap at you, but they'll let you through.
I will take that on my armor. I know, amalgam.
And your bees will take 1 point of damage as well.
Ah, they've probably got tons.
Your bees have two health bars.
They're on the.
So one more point of damage, and they will have to sit on the Delta Flyer on the way home.
How?
Are the bees on the ship sheet? Or are they on
the bees are on the ship sheet, yeah. Yeah. I marked it off.
All right. Okay. Let's try not to do that again. that was my bad.
Okay. On me. That was your first little encounter on watch. What are your captain? That's
we're gonna cut a path. Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. Excellent.
That's so we don't just barrel through another nest of things. So I'm imagining this terrain. We're like going in between like bubbles of like mangrove roots that like pop over the top of the like the average level of the leaves.
Yeah.
And generally, you can see through them. Some of them are like a lot denser than others. Some of them are a lot more like spacious.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wildcats in the distance.
No, no, that's the sound of baby alligator scorpions.
Oh, okay. That's adorable. I want one.
There you go.
Well, the thing about it, normal baby alligators sound like lasers.
Yeah.
What?
Google it.
Ow. I'm going to completely go detach from this game to go Google that sound.
Nope, 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 nope.
We don't have a laser cannon yet. You can't hear that sound.
Jeez. So, Gomez is on watch. Roll away, Gomez.
Gomez is rolling a die. Ouch. I got a two.
A two. Nature again. Yeah, I'm going to throw... So you guys, as you come up to this, you can see there's just a... What was that whisper you used again, Rook? Grove of Twisted Trees?
Yeah.
Yeah, as you come up to this, your nature roll is... You see where you're supposed to be going, and it is thick, solid roots. Like, it is a huge tangle, and you guys are able to drive kind of a full circle around this thing. And it's big, and it's just solid root mass, as far as you can tell. Like, it's a bunch of intertwined roots and leaves and branches, and it's thick. It's going to be tricky to get into here.
Like, with a CK, because it's just... just thick. It's not.
No, it's not. It's not attractive. Like, I know we're still in the same reach, but we're not. Everything is
thick.
And stop posting pictures of sexual trees. Anyway,
that's how we got Atractus cactus in the first place.
Is someone doing that?
No, nobody's doing that. But I just wanted to stop it before it happened.
Well, I was like, I could do that if it's a challenge.
Okay, but moving on. I've in my specimens. I've got a saw nana.
Mm.
And I'm also going to use my tool belt to just make like a hacksaw. I don't know. Just it's a one track.
You're just making a chainsaw? Just a one track chainsaw?
Well, I mean, like, I've also got a ceramic battery.
If you use the ceramic battery and the saw nana, I'll make it a two track for you. And you can make a two track chainsaw and then mark one box to cut in here.
Organic vibro saw.
Heck yes.
It's like a sawzall. Reciprocating.
And I don't need to roll for it.
Huh? Yeah. Saw nana, chainsaw.
Jesus.
And that's a two track, and you used one of the tracks to mark a box to just cut your way through this bunch of things.
The track on the tool belt, or where am I? I'm still figuring this out.
No, you marked a track on the, because your tool belt allows you to create a one track creation.
Yeah.
Without needing to roll.
Okay.
And then the battery, you can get it. You can make it a two-track item. So, do you want to describe what this saw nana chainsaw looks like and how you're cutting through these roots?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess I'm not being super creative here. I'm just kind of like imagining, you know, like a basic makeshift chainsaw that I've shoved this battery into, but, you know, like, the whole track is, like, using, instead of, like, it being, like, a chain, I'm using, like, the fibrous, you know, skin of the banana to just kind of go around in a chain. It's got all the barbs there, and I just kind of, like, I put in the battery, and I flip a switch and it just kind of goes, but it also like smells of delicious banana mixed with like that kind of burning electrical.
Like it smells like you're like frying a banana.
Yeah.
Also just that slight, like, you know that smell when you turn on baseboard heaters?
Yes. Yes, that exactly. Yeah.
It's burning baseboard dust. Heater plus cooked banana smell.
Yeah, and metal.
Excellent.
And I'm basically just there, you know, flying on my bee with chainsaw in hands, you know, like I side park the bee, you know, like next to like the most cuttable looking part of the things, and I just start, you know, like I put my goggles on and my mask because safety, and I just kind of like, it's okay, I got this, and I just right into the trees.
I'm going to leave my bird on the boat.
That is a good call.
There you go. Okay.
Because I will know if something decides to attack it.
Smart.
I just see you and hear what it does.
Yeah, no, that's smart. Good call. Okay. So the three of you go into this massive root ball.
Yep.
And again, for reference, this is like, you know, several hundred feet across and then quite a, like, 100 or so feet tall.
Like that fourth Pokemon movie with Celebi.
Hmm.
Giant root ball.
Yes. I don't know if I've seen that
one. Did I see the one with Celebi? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But yeah, no, it's a giant root ball. Like, it's you know, four or five houses at least combined. Like, it's... So, there's a warehouse inside of this thing, okay? I'm just gonna... You guys cut through the root ball, and there's this big warehouse standing in front of you that's been like lifted up from the ground.
If we ever wanted to settle down.
Yeah. Is this a spit? Like, would this, is this a spit? Like, would this eventually sink back down, or is this like something that's stuck above ground now?
This theoretically could sink back down, but because it's been kind of enclosed in this root ball, it's not likely to sink for a very, very long time, but it is technically a spit. It's just a very, very small one. It's something that has been risen up. There's actual ground here, and that's what this root ball has kind of built itself around, and that's why this root ball is so thick and...
It's got real nutrients.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and there's just this intact warehouse building.
Well, hot damn.
Look at that.
Can we, like, mark map to keep this forever?
Yeah.
Like, a place to remember?
Is there, like, a way we could claim it, and as I say that, Scraps just kind of lifts a leg... And I go like, okay, that's happening. Like,
good job, Scraps.
It's ours now.
Scrappy, but, you're claiming territory again.
But for serious, guys, if we're like starting a revolution and we need a base of operations, I vote here.
You're not wrong. I was just thinking that.
Slash, I totally see down that hall being a breakfast nook.
Definitely follow her as her she manically tears through the root ball.
Well, yeah, no, you guys make it in. It's dark in here. Like, no light's getting in. So, does anyone have a way to deal with that?
Potentially, unless somebody's got something really good.
I also have a potential as well.
Going over your page to hear your potential.
Okay. So I would like to use Hex to draw out the phosphorescent nature of the shrimp to make myself glow.
Ooh.
Because I have some of my armor plates are made from chitinous insects. So those will glow.
Okay, so you're gonna burn your shrimp.
Yeah.
And okay, roll Hex for me.
Try to draw out some of the... So two.
And I'll give you a third dice for advantage, because... Although, no, you don't... No, not advantage, because the shrimp is not naturally bioluminescent. If you had something naturally bioluminescent, I would give you advantage.
That's fair. I'm trying to draw it out from something in its species, not necessarily a bioluminescent...
Yeah, like if you had... I think you used to have like a bioluminescent flower... I think that was something you had originally one time.
It's a 4-5.
You had to use that. 4-5. Okay, 5 is a conflict. So the conflict is you are glowing. You're just not glowing exceptionally bright. Like you're lighting up, you know, 5 to 10 feet around you. You're like 4 or 5 flashlights, you know?
I'll take it.
You're not the sun, but you're not nothing.
I'm a nightlight.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a bit better than a nightlight.
And if I can see that there's a warehouse ahead, I guess I can safely approach the front and see what's in front of me now, in front of us.
Yeah, it's legit just a concrete warehouse. Like, if you were able to walk around this thing, it's perfectly rectangular, concrete walls. It's got big warehouse doors, and then a few little, like, people-sized doors. And very few windows.
Yeah, this is your area of expertise, Gomez.
Yeah, Gomez will take point and go like inspect the doors, see if any of them, we get lucky and just like one of them's open or anything.
Yeah, one of them.
I still have the saw and Anna saw.
I technically have the stone if it has anything to do with this place.
The stone was
that consumed to increase the impact?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. I just didn't know how it would be used.
I also have a master salvager, so we can improve the rarity of any salvage.
That's true. And don't forget, you have within reach as a benefit track.
Yeah, I keep forgetting what that is.
That means that you can do something. Something becomes just within your reach.
Okay. Cool.
So, like, it's, you know, if you need something, it's within your reach.
Oh, because that was the motivation from the Dreaming Muse, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was from a while ago. But yeah. Yeah, you do have that. I feel like bonus tracks are kind of a mix between an aspect and a whisper, is how I'm kind of picturing them. I don't know if they've been fully, like, some of them are quantified pretty well in the book. Like, you know, bonus track, you're full, gain a bonus to the next dice roll. That kind of a thing, but then there's some that are ambiguous, and this is one that's a little more ambiguous.
Okay.
So.
We'll go on in if a door's open.
Yeah, one of the doors is open, and you guys walk into what would be a kind of like reception room. You know, it has some chairs, maybe a half dozen, and like a desk in the middle of it, and then it has, you know, 3 doors kind of on the inside.
Alright. Good news. Didn't have to break the door down.
Woo.
Bad news. Maybe something else didn't have to break the door down. I don't know. It's an adventure. I'm feeling pretty good.
Jinkies, I suggest we don't split up.
I agree.
Oh yeah, that would be a horrible idea. Good plan.
Scraps is like revenantry. What?
We all look at Scraps.
He just kind of looks back.
We all look at each other.
Yes.
And we all look at each other and we nod our heads and continue going.
Head towards, I guess, the biggest doors.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, there's double door.
Like, well, all right, let's just take a peek inside each of them real quick. Like, if it's an office, we could check in it.
Yeah.
Real fast, and then just mark it as searched.
No, that's fair. One of the doors, yeah, leads to, like, an office. It would be, maybe it's the boss's office, maybe it's, like, an assistant office. I don't know. It's, like, just an office off to the side.
Is it just, dusty and, like, strewn about?
There is definitely a thick layer of dust in here, but nothing's too overturned. Like, things are just mostly hit by age, not really ransacking or anything like that. Like, things clearly were in somewhat of a neat order, but just time has dissolved them into mush and dust and whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So office and door number one.
What? And then the other door seems to, like, go to a hallway with a bunch of other doors. And then the big double doors opens up into a large, like, warehouse room.
Hmm.
Oh.
I'm imagining that, like, there's a computer at the desk, but, like, if we turned it on, it's so full of dust, it would just light on fire or something stupid.
Oh, yeah, no, it's there is a computer screen at the desk, but, yeah, as you say, like, if you, like, even if you were just to poke it, the whole thing just kind of almost, like, shatters on itself, because it's just so, like, mold and age and all sorts of things are...
Planned obsolescence.
Yeah. Yep.
And what's behind Rook's door?
That was the three doors. There's a small office, there's a hallway with a bunch of doors, and then there's a the double doors leads to a large, like, warehouse area. And the small office has a window looking into the large warehouse area.
All right. From the office, well, I guess there's really no light in here other than what we have with us.
I would say we just start searching from the smallest rooms to the biggest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on board. Can I find any, like, markers or anything that might still work?
What do you mean? Oh, like drawing markers?
Yeah, or just something to basically be like, to just, like, mark a door as we go down. Have post-it notes or something.
I can use, like, a little bit of web.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, web probably works. You can, if you want, you can use your improve any salvage you acquire from Rex Reefer Ruins to actually, yeah, you don't have to mark for that. So yeah, you're able to find just some working markers. You can have like an unopened pack of Sharpie markers. It's got red, yellow, and black.
So who?
Or no, what would it be? Yeah, be. Yeah, that's the three common Sharpie colors.
Black, red, maybe like green and blue.
Black, red,
I have
green and blue, yeah.
Gather as my searching skill.
Awesome.
I have scrutinize.
Let me find specimens.
Okay.
Oh, I also, yeah, I have scrutinize and sense as well.
Yes. Scrutinize.
Okay, what are you looking for there, Zizi, as you're rolling gather?
Okay, I'm going to... Okay, looking in the first room... I guess we're all staying together still?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
I believe you stated that.
Okay, so in the office, I'm going to see if there's any leftover foods or, I guess, potted plants left over, searching through, like... What's ever left?
Okay. Yeah.
Or insects.
Yeah.
1-4.
1-4. Okay. So yeah, looking through. You said you're trying to find like a break room or something.
Yeah, something where like food would be stored.
Yeah. So like you guys walking down, like this first little office seems to be the largest office in this area, and as I say, it has a little window that overlooks the warehouse. And then going down the hallway, there's a few offices in it that overlook the warehouse as well. They're kind of cubicle, smaller offices. And then there's a large room that has some tables and, you know, like old vending machines and whatnot. And it overlooks, like, it has pretty much the only windows to the outside. And in that room, in a pot, the pot's still, it's a concrete pot, so the pot's still actually like pretty solid, but there's just this black like lump of, and it is a very dark colored mold. it's black mold. You just found just a giant lump of black mold.
I'm gonna take it.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to collect that. That can be used for so many things.
I just like put up my spore scarf and I'm just like, can you put that in something?
Yeah, so you can add to your specimens black mold.
Yeah, black mold. Can't wait to see what G-Sun does with this.
And that's how Rook died.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Fun fact, if you ever, like, you know, see a building that looks like it might be condemned, the police won't come in after you if it's condemned because of black mold. They'll just wait for you to leave.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And on that, the more you know note.
Yeah. it's not worth getting you out.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Proudly come out of one of the rooms and shout down the cause. Well, I hit the jackpot, found me a living organism. The second time I've done this.
I mean, the way I see it is you guys are all used to Krezerin, which is like 1,000 times better than Blackmore.
It's not like I have fingers. It's the finger feel doesn't matter for me.
Exactly. Yeah. So what are you guys doing next?
I want the big room.
The warehouse? You want to search this area first, and then before we go to the warehouse?
Oh, yeah. I guess I can search, too. I'm going to look. I'm going to scrutinize.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, old school information. Wood, because exploration.
Yep.
Yay! Go away.
Just going for knowledge.
That is a 4 with a twist.
4 with a twist. Okay. What are you? You're our language expert. You know the most languages.
I do.
I totally do.
Oh wow! I thought Gomez had more languages than you.
No.
Oh no! No.
Plus, I'm also learning some interesting gal right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you guys, you are able to look around this area, and because you're so good at just general smattering of language skills, you're looking at some of these like charts on the wall and drawings and stuff, and you can tell you can't quite read them. Like, you don't actually know what the words say, but you know, same as like looking at hieroglyphs, you're like, oh yes, that's a, you know, bird, that's a dog, that's a cat. Like, they clearly, this is a thing about animals or something. I don't know. You're looking at this chart and you're going, oh, this is some kind of, again, it's a warehouse. It's like people would be taking things in and out of here and distributing it all over wherever, which means you're able to tell that there's a lot of unique stuff here. Like, there's like this wouldn't be just, you know, one thing. Like, you're not going to find, oh, it's all paper clips. No, you're looking at this manifest and these distribution charts and whatnot, and you're going, there's a lot of stuff here.
Okay.
And what's the twist?
I got nothing.
Oh, man.
They... Turns out... There's a we haven't been in there yet. Damn it.
No. Here's the twist. So looking through the window of, because like this is the chart in like the main person's office, we'll call it. Like, you know, on their wall they had a full one of those big whiteboards or whatever, or poster boards with all the shipping information and all the stuff. And you're able to see through the window that like this warehouse, not only does it go up like 3 floors, but it goes down a few floors. So like where you guys came in was quote unquote ground level for you, but that's actually like 2 stories up as far as the floor of this warehouse is concerned. So inside the warehouse is 5 stories and it's just a big open area. And you can see the twist is the first floor of it is flooded.
Okay.
So whatever's on the first floor of this building is completely destroyed, probably, because it's been underwater for like who knows how long.
Good news. It was all plastic. It's all fine.
It was just Tupperware. That's how they organize things. Bottom level, Tupperware. Top level, I don't know.
So, yeah, so basically everything on the bottom level is destroyed.
Well,
it's actually not a bad way to do it.
Actually, it's Tupperware and scuba gear.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay, I kind of turned to the guys and I'm like, hey guys, water aside, I think we might have hit the mother load if no one else has hit this space. This is like a market or something, but like a centralized market where they just shipped stuff.
What kind of stuff?
All of it. All the stuff. Excuse me. Hold on one second. Sorry, I just got to step away. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Down.
Damn alligator scorpions.
Yeah.
So in that case, this would probably be a great base to forward operations, but we should definitely go give a look down around there. I should probably go find Gomez though, wherever he ended up searching.
I assume the three of you were sticking mostly together.
Yeah, like in the hallway of small offices.
Yeah. If anything, he'd be like across the hallway looking in some other room, but like I don't have any detection skills because I keep forgetting to buy those.
Don't you have scavenge?
Oh, yeah, I do have scavenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's detection scavenge or survival, because I rolled for gather.
Yeah. But no, Gomez got his colored markers.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I didn't even roll for those. I was just like, that was just a roleplay thing.
That's fair. If you want to roll for something, you can roll to find something.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that. Did we go into the thing?
You haven't gone down yet. You're about to.
We're leaving like that main office area, yeah, and calling for Gomez.
Gomez is in the middle of scavenging something, and then he'll meet you guys to go kind of walk through those double doors.
He's just two doors down from us.
All right, I'm not in a port.
Does Scrap smell anything around here?
No, not really. Well, other than like that water is foul. Like, do not go in the water. Like, you guys might be, you know, better than black mold, but I don't know if you're better than that water.
Speaking of better than black mold, I didn't think about that. How am I breathing? How's that going?
You're fine.
All right.
Again, you're better than black mold.
All right, so in the office, I'll use veils and scavenge.
Nice.
And I'll take maybe like one aspect bonus from my, or one advantage from my aspects.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a valid. Yep.
1, 2, 3, 6.
Nice. So you are able to find a key. Like it's a fancy, like it is an actual key. Like just a fancy large key. And you can tell, like, you've done enough scavenging in places. You can tell it's meant for here. Like, something in here is locked, and this key goes to it. Like, that's the only reason it would be, you know, in the top drawer of this desk. Because otherwise, yeah, why wouldn't it be on the person? Or you've done enough scavenging, that makes sense.
And that's why I roll with veils, because I'm figuring, like, we're going through desks and stuff here. Like, stuff is hidden, so let's see if we can figure out where the good stuff is, where the interesting stuff is.
Yeah, so you have a large key.
Cool.
Large key.
I'm gonna gather my compatriots like a nightlight dying.
All right, guys, I found a key. That means there's got to be something good here. I mean, obviously, I think this is good. I heard Rook. I heard you. This is real good.
Should we go exploring?
We should definitely go exploring.
And exploring we shall go.
Okay. I'm assuming that there's some kind of entryway from, like, close by that'll get us into the warehouse.
Yeah.
Like, so we go to that.
As I say, there's the big double doors.
Like the light of Galadriel, I lead the way.
Yay!
Yeah, you guys go through the big double doors, and as I say, there's, like, ground level is technically two stories up, so there's this platform with stairs going down, and like the platform overlooks, and you can just see rows and rows and rows of shelves and boxes and things on the shelves, like tubs and boxes, and some of them are like slightly decaying. One or two of the shelves have actually collapsed, but some of them look not too bad. And pretty much the first floor, so you know, 10 or so 10-15 feet deep, is just water. So the stairs just go straight into water.
Okay. CT, I assume you're going to have no problem climbing and swinging from shelf to shelf?
Swinging, I may have a problem with, but climbing shouldn't be that much of an issue.
Okay. Gomez, how are you going to be at that?
I mean, I should be fine.
Because I was going to say, like, Scraps is big enough to piggyback a single person.
Question.
Yeah.
No, that's not you. I'm going to scrutinize the area. Is there, by chance, a boat? Like a canoe? Ooh. Or a kayak?
Ooh, is there a kayak?
It's a warehouse?
Yeah, that's possible. It is possible.
So go ahead, scrutinize with instinct, because it's my instinct that there's got to be, maybe there's something here. I just feel it in my bellies. 2 fours.
2 fours. Okay. So it's a conflict with a twist. So the conflict is, yes, there is a like canoe. You can see it sitting on one of the shelves. The conflict is it's several shelves in. Like it's a bit of a distance away. It's not going to be easy to get to.
So I've taken warehouse 13. I could probably jump from shelf to shelf.
What's the twist?
You said it's a canoe?
Yeah. So it's big enough to hold the three of you easily.
Or is it?
Oh boy.
And that's the twist.
The twist is the shelves are close enough for us to travel across the top if we're careful.
I'm going to go silent real quick.
Yeah.
But I'm still here.
Okay. So the twist is the top of the shelves are connected or something?
Like, close enough, like, if we're careful, we can, like, jump across and, like, travel across them should they be stable still and we're careful.
I'm picturing more of, like, there's, like, you know, iron just rods connecting the shelves, like, bracing them to hold them apart, and so you have to, like, tightrope walk across the iron or something.
I will take it.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good twist. But as you state, it will be tricky because you have to be careful not to fall, and you have to be careful because these shelves are really old, and so you don't know which ones are going to collapse and which ones aren't going to collapse.
Wait. Sorry. How far is the canoe from us?
It's, it'd be like, as I say, like four shelves in or so, which, you know, you're talking each shelf, like four aisles in Costco.
Okay. Like, is there like a clear, like we can see it kind of a thing?
Yeah. Like you guys can see it's on the end of a shelf.
So stupid.
And it's four aisles in Costco down.
I look at you. I look at the canoe and I just facepalm.
At me?
Yeah. Just continue.
Why?
No, because I'm stupid.
Why are you stupid?
Because you could just grab it with your grappling hook.
I was just about to say, like, you think that it's the length of the grappling hook.
I was just thinking
definitely.
That.
Okay, yeah, I just point my grappling gun at it, and I just kind of shoot.
Just banging
my head
against
it. Do I hook it?
What is it? When anchored, allows you to swing over chasms, climb surfaces, treat conflicts as triumphs when climbing or swinging. You guys can easily grappling hook. I forgot you had that.
Oh, I have easily been thinking that. Oh, yeah. The waist-deep water things was never a problem for me.
That's fair.
Between
that's
the grappling
fair.
Hook and the skybridge step, I'm fine. Also, monkey dog.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah,
but
yeah you guys.
grab the canoe and I just kind of like I just stand there, point my gun at it, shoot it, like get like a line, and I just kind of like hit like the thing that kind of like winds it back slowly, just like in silence, staring the whole time.
I'm
going to draw my bow and hold it at the ready, just watching the water.
Smart.
Gomez is just like, that's really cool.
I know, right?
Yeah, you guys, you're able to like grapple this canoe, and you, as soon as you start pulling on it, the canoe starts sliding off the shelf, and then it goes splash as it lands in the water, and then bobs back up as you start reeling it back in, as waves of like ripple over the water all around this place. And you will see there's some movement in the water under here.
Look, there it is.
there it is. Okay, you know what? We need more light. I'm just gonna. Oh, first random question. Ghost sight. Do I see anything?
Ooh, good question. Right? Looking around, yeah, you are able to see there are some spirits in here. They're not strongly tethered to this world, but there are some loose spirits still wandering, like, through. They're under the water. Like, it looks like they're just walking through the hallways and around kind of this warehouse. But yeah, you can see the faint glow of them under the water. But the others can't see them glowing.
Does the phrase, and they, fate worse than death, kind of occur to anybody else?
I don't know. I'm kind of imagining that they spent their professional career constantly being told that they have plenty of time to rest from their dead. And now that they are dead, they are not doing anything.
Screw you.
There is a manager spirit somewhere in here who's very upset with them. But they're all like, hey, you dug your own grave, bro. We're done. We're on break forever.
We all died here.
The only thing that's keeping me tethered to this world is the fact that I can rest forever.
Nice. Excellent.
Okay. I was going to say something else, and now I can't remember what it was.
You're out of light. I'm not enough light.
I think we're, okay, you know, like I kind of see, you know, like between the ghosts in the water and the ripple in the water and the fact that we're about to get in the boat, I'm just like, okay, you know what? We need more light here. And so I would like to use my Whisper Sunset through the branches to make daylight shine in, you know, like, but just kind of like that beautiful way that, but like when I say branches, I mean shelves.
Yeah. Oh, I totally understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As you whisper sunset through the branches, all of a sudden you hear like a slight like humming noise as a generator kicks in. And these, you know, store lights, these old school, you know, the tube lights that are in like all the warehouses, like flicker on very dimly and half covered in moss and lichen and dust and all sorts of things. And as I say, it smells bad in here now. Like it smells like when you turn on a baseboard heater / burning moss / just, yeah, it's weird smells, and like the lights are kind of flickering on and off, and it is much brighter in here now. I still wouldn't call it bright, but it is much, much better.
Okay.
Shall we go a paddling?
We shall go paddling.
I wish to, for this part, basically just lend my senses the best I can to Gomez.
Wait, is there something, now that things are better lit, can we see what's in the water?
I was going to say, now that you can, yeah, I was waiting for someone to ask that.
I'm glad someone did, because I totally forgot.
Yeah, as you can look in the water, Rook, you can see more clearly these ghosts in the water. The others, again, they're not strongly enough tethered, so the others can't see them, and the water doesn't move when these ghosts move through it. But there are scorpion gators in the water. And there's clearly, like, a hole somewhere in this warehouse. Like, you can kind of see that they're coming in and out from under something. So there's obviously some kind of secret under root passage that these scorpion gators are going under the eaves and out into the rest of the reach and then back in here.
Okay. I just kind of turned to the others and I'm like, so just out of curiosity, I mean, how do we feel about murdering scorpion gators?
Not a single regret.
Okay, so like...
if they charge us.
Yeah, I don't want to go looking for them.
Okay, what's the?
I mean, they're right there.
What's the canoe made of?
The canoe is a plastic canoe.
Good. Okay. Then I'm cool with getting in the boat, and I've just got something in my back pocket in case those scorpion gators try to give us any trouble.
Yep.
Yeah. They I'm don't seem too pleased with the fact that the lights came on. They aren't coming after you guys. Like before, it looked like they were coming towards you guys, but now that all the lights are on, they've definitely scurried away, but they might come back, sort of thing. So yeah,
I want to lend all my senses to Gomez because he'll be able to lead us to the best thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we're kind of limited on what we can take.
Okay.
Discoveries is one thing, but...
Gomez, roll scavenge with a advantage as Zietzi's helping you.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and then we'll see what you guys can scavenge. Are you deliberately just looking to scavenge right now, or are you deliberately looking for the lock like that goes with the key?
Ooh.
Because you can just scavenge through the warehouse for a little bit before you go to the lock if you guys want to.
Yeah, I think we'll just scavenge through the warehouse.
See what stuff we can find in one of these warehouses.
Yeah.
What do your goggles see? Fair.
Yeah, Ferrosite. Do I see anything with that?
Ooh, good call.
Like, is anything still powered that we can scavenge?
Yeah, no, with your goggles, obviously you
just
can start to see...
Alexa.
Mind blowing.
All alone.
Okay.
Dude, all of human knowledge contained in a speaker.
In a language none of us speak.
With your ferrosite goggles. Your
dead language.
I mean, it is the most dead language. Looking around with your ferrosite goggles. You can, first of all, you see, obviously, with the lights and stuff being on, you can see the electric currents moving through the lights and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's some kind of generator in here. And there's something, it looks like it hasn't started yet, but there's something down a little under the water level that looks like it could use electricity or is trying to use electricity.
Can I scrutinize to try and see what that is?
Yes. Go ahead and roll scrutinize. Sorry, John. Sorry, Gomez. I know you were rolling there, but
yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And then, do I get any of my edges?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. You always get your edges.
Yep. Would my extra light add to her vision? I'm still glowing.
No, because it's ferrosite, so it's a different wavelength of light, right?
Fair enough. Okay.
I got a 4.
A 4. Okay, so that's a conflict. So yes, you're able to, you know, you've seen this kind of thing before with your dad's work specifically, but you can't remember exactly what it is. And that's as far as I'll allude to. And I'm going to let you actually try and figure it out if you can remember or think of what this is.
I'm trying to think of... Well, didn't we establish that he's in... what was it? Like plumbing, basically?
Like yeah.
So now I'm trying to think
he's
of...
He's in city plumbing.
Pipeworks.
What's electrical or pipeworks? I do not know this well enough to know... Because right now all I can think of is a bidet. Right? That would be in like a warehouse like this.
It is not a bidet, I'll tell you that much.
Oh. Like, is it something that looks like it's like stacked on one of the shelves, or does it look like it's like part of the building?
No, it's part of the building. And it's specifically, as I say, it's under water level here.
Oh. What do your electric eyes see?
I see something from my past. It's that thing right there.
She just points to a wall.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Something related to your pipeworks. Could it be like a drain system? Like a sump pump?
Septic?
Ding, ding, ding.
Sump pump.
Is it septic?
It's a sump pump.
For draining basements.
Yeah. As I said, this is underground level.
But it's so... all buildings of this have to have one.
Yeah.
Who wants to go swimming?
Do we need that, though, on our ship? You know that just because I'm saying that now, I'm just going to make sure it happens if we don't get it.
Remember, it's part of the wall. We don't keep it. We turn it on, and it drains the water here.
Yeah, we don't...
Oh, wait.
It's a system installed in the basement to take water away.
We could get rid of all the water, but then won't all the gators just be around?
That's future us problem.
I would like for it to be a never us problem. I don't know. I feel like everything below the water level is too far gone in water damage.
True, but not having the water be here would be really nice for when we try to open this place up.
Okay, well, I'm not a swimmer, so not it.
What is swimming? They don't have that.
We were doing that at the pool.
Yeah, you guys just did it last episode.
I float.
Yeah, we were figuring it out. I mean, we could always get the kids down here to...
Well, we don't know how long the generator's going to last.
Oh, true. A whisper. Gosh.
Do you have a whisper that could do something for this?
Well, I have something that could deal with the gators, and that's about it.
I'm not really concerned about the gators. Odds are they'll probably leave if the water starts draining out and all of a sudden things start making noise.
Well, like, one thing one thing I'm thinking here is that if we drain it now, then the water's just going to refill.
Probably not. Why would it water's hard to come by on the wild sea. Like, while I normally would agree with you.
So this place basically, like...
This is what's been saved over thousands of years.
Yeah.
Okay, so it flooded before and just kept the water with it.
Yeah, it's just, I say, this water's pretty nasty. Like, you can't really see into it. It's murky, it's gross. It's
stagnant.
It's stagnant water that's been stagnant for way too long.
Gross.
Yeah. But while you guys are talking, you guys can be paddling around this canoe if you want. And Gomez, you can roll your scavenge roll. Or just tell
with
me whatever
extra
you roll.
Because I'm helping.
Yes. Well, no, with an extra dice. So he had advantage. Oh, right. No, not advantage. What's it called? Yeah, it's called advantage in this system. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I can always fight off a few gators.
A 6, no twist.
6, no twist. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to do a little thing here. What do you see? Is there... Okay, 1, 2, or 3?
3.
Hey, pick number 3, my lord.
Okay, and let's see here. 1, 2, or 3?
2.
2? And 1 to 4.
4.
4? Okay, perfect.
It's like doing one of those fortune tellers from the 90s.
I literally just I clicked on Amazon and I clicked on the
I knew it. I'm like, he has the page open just like me.
Yeah. This is, you find intact.
Apparently masks a, for you are in now.
Because you up your impact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just auto-ups it.
I improve the rarity of salvage. Yeah, yeah. I guess that could mean impact.
Yeah, it improves the rarity. And then you can mark to remove a tag. But yeah, it's only... So the rarity of this is you find an a working kitchen scale.
Cool.
Accurate measurements are actually good in a lot of things.
Yes.
Right?
Well, if you're baking by weight instead of by volume, you get better results.
Yeah. And so we find that, and Gomez is like, "Ooh, I found the key back to the ship!"
Yay! We all go, "Yeah, wait a minute, it's the rusty key that we found."
No. Oh, you mean the key I found in
the literal key?
It's the key to our ship, and it's in here for some reason.
What are the odds?
Very low.
Time shenanigans.
Pre-verdant society only had 6 keys. Gold key, silver key, red key, blue key, yellow key, green key.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of no fucking alligators. Can I reach the sump pump?
It's under the water. So how are you getting under the water?
How deep?
Again, this water is like 10 to 15 feet deep. So, and it's down there, and like Rook can show you, there's like a little latch on, like, now that she's pointing it out.
Yeah.
Like she's describing it. You can't actually see it again because the water's murky.
That's okay.
But
yeah.
There's like a little hatch, and they probably, she's like, I can't really see it either because Ferrocyte only lets you see the electrical lines. But Rook, you can assume that there's some kind of like small crawl space kind of latch that goes into a small area that has a sump pump.
I have an idea. While mm-hmm. I float, we do have a grappling hook that could latch to the bottom, and I could use that to drag myself to said bottom.
I also, and I don't know how long it is, so we're going to need a ruling on that, but in my salvage, I have wrecked tubing.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
How wrecked is the big question.
Well, you have somebody who can remove negative tags.
Do we just make a snorkel?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It depends. Combo snorkel. I mean, like, it's probably not... I don't know how much of a length. This came from the ships that we were salvaging. So, like, I don't know. I feel like what's fair is saying it's something like 10 feet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's long enough. It's long enough for what you need it to do.
Okay. Quick question before he goes down. Can we... I don't know. I mean, like, I could scrutinize again, or we could try something else just to see, like, are there any close by gators that might, like, see him go in the water and go, tasty snack?
That's probably a good scrutinize to do. Yeah.
Okay. I've got that, and then I might.
Or sense, whichever one.
Scrutinize is stronger for me. Guys, so I've got two of that plus fair. An edge.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, if you attach
that's
the
a five.
Rope. Or I can just hold a bunch of heavy things.
Yeah.
There are none in the water currently, but the hole that they come from is just on the opposite wall. So if they start coming in, they will be pretty close.
Okay.
But there's none in the water currently.
Okay. So I just kind of turn to the other guys and I'm like, okay, so just for the purposes of safety, again, we don't feel bad about hurting these things?
Not really, no.
Nope.
Okay.
Like, I'd prefer if they ran away, but if they charge us, they did.
Hands and feet in the boat, please. Hands and feet in the boat.
Okay.
and then I take my Volt Rail and I stick it in the water and I just turn it on and I leave it on for a while. At full blast.
Ooh.
I just kind of hold it for like a good, strong, you know, 120 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're well played.
Thank you. That, and also, do you remember because I asked, it's a plastic boat.
Yes, you did.
If it had been aluminum, my plan wouldn't have worked.
Do I transfer electricity?
You do. Also, I will point out, because, like, whilst the tubing is a good idea, you're a million spiders.
A million spiders. I love it.
So how are you going to breathe through a tubing hole when you're a million spiders?
Oh, I always seal the tube inside my watertight thing. Have you not, webs are aquaphobic. I don't get water inside my spider web.
Okay.
But it is still like a dense kind of mass in there. Like, you know, if you have like a bunch of spiders or like a bunch of like ants in a pile and you pick them up, it's still like a heavy handful of ants.
Okay. Then I'm going to get you to, if you guys are going with this,
but I need a grappling hook to make me a line so I can...
Oh yeah, I grapple hook straight down and I try and hook it on something. So now there's kind
of... Anything
like
heavy you guys got, just stick it to my feet.
Yeah, you guys can put some stuff on him.
I'm going to give one of them my manifold bow to use. I don't know if any of them have shoot, but I can't use that under the water.
Fair enough.
Oh, that attitude.
You don't know. Ian might know. You don't know how much it hurts me not to take the bow.
Well, I'm not. I'm also not soaking it in whatever filth this water is.
That's fair. So Gomez, you're marking a box to remove a negative tag.
I don't have to mark a box. It takes. It's a task, not a.
Oh, use a task. Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna...
So if he... it basically means, as I interpret it, like, he can't help for the first little bit if things happen. Like, he's done his thing.
Like, I'm working on it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that works.
So do I have
Do you have to what?
Well, I mean, like, if he can't take the bow, then I guess I take the bow, even though I don't have shoot.
Either of you guys can take the bow. It's
but he's
fine.
Stunned, she's what she's mean.
Yeah. So yeah, Rook takes the bow.
Okay.
And
I have my spear still, and whatever you guys have weighted to throw onto my feet, or whatever's within arm's reach.
That's fair.
Because I'm assuming there's things on the shelves.
Then, yeah.
Drag myself to the bottom.
Yeah, you drag yourself. I'm going to get you to roll climb.
Okay,
because you're climbing downward.
Yep. Would I get a bonus dice because I have the assistance from the rope?
You can have an advantage dice because you're able to breathe through the tube.
All right, we'll take it. 3-3-1.
3-3-1. So that is a fail. Excellent.
With a twist.
Disaster with a twist. So the disaster is you can get... I'll let you get to the bottom, but you are going to start taking damage as this tubing system, like, if you've ever had a snorkel, snorkel's longer than like a few feet, stop being as effective.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not to mention your webs, while they're hydrophobic, are not perfectly waterproof. So I'm going to say take a point of damage right now.
Okay.
And then every time you make an action, you're going to take a point of damage.
Okay.
And then what's your twist?
My twist, because I've made it to the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Something falls off of one of the shelves, giving me a beam of light, letting me see what's in front of me a bit clear.
Oh, okay. You make it to the bottom and there's something on one of the shelves, like as maybe it's from the electric, the taser that Rook used.
As
the bolt rail.
Our ears flee.
Yeah, as everything fled here, there's like that electrical current was enough to charge a few of the like wind up light, like flashlights on the bottom of the water, and a few of them are pointing in this direction, so you can see just a little bit clearer.
Alright, so my one action that will take me a damage, I'm going to pull the lever, Kronk.
And you're going to open the door to the sump pump?
Yep.
Okay, so take a damage.
I did.
Okay, and okay, so you open the door as whoosh, water floods in to this room, and you flood in as well. I'm going to get you to take another point of damage.
But I didn't make the action.
You got a one.
I'm going to listen to the whisper from my worm.
Okay. Yeah, because you're about to take some damage. So you can mark it. You can mark a mire.
I'm going to take my movements for staccato and disturbing after this.
Ooh, okay, okay.
And I would like some help, please.
And yeah, you can gain the whisper, a much needed breath.
Okay.
No. Call it breath of fresh air.
Breath of fresh air.
That's yeah. Here, there you go. Yeah, breath of fresh air. That's the whisper you can get.
Okay.
For marking your mire.
So I'm going to use that whisper. Hopefully,
okay.
If I can.
Yeah, you're welcome to use it.
And there's a small air pocket at the top because it's like a concrete box inside, and once the water rushed in and went above like the only hole in here, it like the pressure kept the water from filling all the way back in.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's at the top of the sump machinery, so I can actually kind of dry off up there and stand out of the water or sit out of the water.
Sure.
Just so maybe I can dry off a bit and have one action that doesn't hurt me to Kingdom Come. As my spiders slowly drown from the outside in. I'm slowly dying.
You can use that whisper there's a little
or Red Ender's Game.
Yep, like that.
Yeah.
I'm shredding bits.
Oh boy.
How's it going up top? Seeing this rush of bubbles come out.
Yeah, you guys, we're going to pivot as you get onto this little ledge where the sump pump is, and you're finally in the air. As you guys on top see these like rush of bubbles and movement under the water. And oh, no. What are you guys up to?
So, should that many bubbles be coming out of his skin suit?
I have no idea how that works. Oh no. Oh, how drained is the water at this point?
Not at all. Like, it moved down a little bit, because, like, it filled this room, but it wasn't a very big room. So, maybe, like, the whole overall water went down a half an inch sort of thing.
Is it receding? Oh.
I haven't activated.
Not yet.
Okay.
If he doesn't come back in 5 minutes, I'm going in after him.
I'm gonna just look to see if there's anything on the shelves that's immediately helpful.
Sure. Roll scrutinize.
I'm using that scrutinize today. That's a five with a twist.
Five with a twist.
What I wouldn't give for waterproof walkie-talkies.
Did we put waterproof walkie-talkies?
No. I was going to give you... there's a nice set of flippers there. And what's the twist?
They have built-in walkie-talkies.
Nike with Bluetooth speakers.
What if, oh boy, I'm very sleepy, so like twists are hard.
Come on, baby. Let's do
this.
We're
almost there.
All right, I gotta come on, baby, so I gotta come on with something good here.
Tell your wife it was from me.
There's a next to the flippers, maybe there's a pack of glow sticks.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So I assume you guys throw that down into the water?
We crack them first.
And then
we throw them down into the water. And then we also grab the water flippers.
Nice, okay.
Maybe start putting them on scraps?
Can
I thought you were throwing the flippers down into the water.
That's too smart.
Because that would, then Zitzi can grab them and use them to swim around better.
Yeah, let's do that. We just throw them down there and hope they don't float.
Okay. Zitzi, you're able to, you see after getting up on top, there's some glow sticks land, and then you see some flippers
land there.
Can
I help them with my spear? Without going in the water?
Yes, you can.
Yes! Yes! Oh my god, I'm so afraid of the water now. Water's no bueno.
Don't go in the water.
Fuck that wet shit. So I'm going to pop on the flippers on my hands.
Yeah. Because you clearly don't know what they're used for.
I have no clue what the hell these are for.
You dog paddle with them on your hands.
Well, there's no reason I can't manipulate something with my feet. There's no difference to me. Oh,
that's fair.
I mean, maybe TT has longer fingers, and so they just fit better on their hands.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my scrutinize to figure out the switch to pull.
Okay. Rook, did you discuss with Zitzi beforehand how to do this?
Yes, of course. Well done. I did, because it would be truly thoughtless of me to have not.
I had a lot of spiders die. Maybe some of them were my memory ones.
Excellent. So, Zitzi, roll scrutinize as you... roll... This is repair. This isn't scrutinize. No.
It's working. I just need to pull a lever, and I don't know which one.
Wrong lever.
Okay. Fine. You can roll scrutinize without advantage, then.
I'll take the instinct. 5-4.
5 and a 4. Okay. So conflict. So it turns on. You're able to start the sump pump.
I will take my damage for diving in.
Yeah. And then you only need to take one damage, as the flippers now are going to help you move fast enough that you don't need to take another damage.
For getting back to the boat as the water slowly drains?
Yeah. And the conflict is that the water's draining, but it's going to take time to drain. It's going to take several hours. Several hours for
That's
this
okay.
whole place to drain.
I'm going to need several hours to recover.
That's fair. Excellent.
I make it back to the boat, just spluttering, exploding out this spluttering, sodden mess, and I'm like a toon who's been melted and is slowly slopping over the side. I'm very flat.
Gomez helps you up. All right, come on, buddy.
You have webs on you now. They are not sticky. They are just goopy.
That's fine.
I am on the other side of the canoe, giving you a thumbs up.
It's like,
Gomez is used to dealing with Crescerin, so he's like, this isn't gross. This is fine.
That was the worst natural experience of my life. I'm never going in water again.
Hang on, let me help you wring you out a little bit. And he just kind of gives you a squeeze to just try to get some of that water out of your suit.
Well, there goes my limbic system.
I think
we did it, though.
I assume you guys are paddling towards whatever locked area is here?
Didn't we all feel like we just completed that one level on that one platform? Or, we got the water level coming, now we can use the key.
But we have to go back a few levels later, because we're not ready yet. We don't have all the stuff.
The Zelda Water Temple.
Yeah.
Well, the game keeps hinting that we should come back later, but we're like, well, but we're here. Yeah.
Oh, we're coming back later. This is gonna be a thing.
This is gonna become our thing. Oh man, we could turn it into a pool.
It's gonna be a base. Well, there's not gonna be water left.
It's like how in Cat Quest 2, I ran into the island, like, there's a GM's island, and you can fight the super boss of the game, and I did that at, like, level 30-ish.
That sounds like fun.
And then I left the island at, like, level 60 or something. It was pretty good.
Nice.
I was like, oops, endgame. LOL, endgame gear.
I did pick up my bow, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys paddle over... Like, you guys wander through the aisles for a little bit and then paddle over to... There's another stairwell on the other side of the warehouse. And you climb up the stairs and there's a locked door. And that key fits in the locked door.
Hey, cool. A health pack. Oh, yeah. Hey, cool. A bed. Oh, no.
I found pills.
I assume you guys are opening the locked door?
Yeah.
Kicking that open.
Excellent.
Bad
you
boy style.
Open the locked door, and inside is a fully mint condition, pristine, as if it's never, like, as if it was built yesterday and never seen the touch of time. In fact, this whole room seems to have been, like, somehow
hermetically sealed.
And just opening that door, there's like a noise as the seal breaks. And there is a 16-wheeler truck. Just like a really nice 16-wheeler truck with a full, cargo crate on the back of it. Just empty, ready to go.
Oh, you were somebody's baby.
Now you're ours.
Now you're my baby.
Just kind of go over to him. It's like, I love you. Hug.
So we have something to transport the things, but we don't have our boat.
Also, this thing's a truck. It has wheels. It will not drive in the wild.
Yeah, no. I've already got the hood open, and I'm looking at what I can pull out.
So
that's perfect.
So, we were able to, like, take the ships that we found and turn them into, like, one ship, given time. What if we take this truck and, like, cobble it together with the Delta Flyer to make the Delta Flyer a little bigger?
Or an all-terrain vehicle, something that can go on land as well.
And I'm like, I like how you think, and I'm going to take that as permission. And I just
we can turn the Delta Flyer into a salvage machine.
Consider that consent given.
Excellent. It's getting late, and I know you guys wanted to go to bed, so I'm going to do some scene swiping here real quick, if that's okay.
Yeah, montage of us loading as much as we can into the mini flyer. You can determine what we find.
You guys montage and end up spending a couple of nights here as Rook builds she takes the Delta Flyer and she takes this beautiful, pristine 16-wheeler truck and cargo crate and fuses them together to make this excellent, like, Delta Flyer towing this cargo crate sort of deal. So your Delta Flyer now has the cargo tag added to it, which means your ship can hold much more cargo. You guys work hard building this thing up. You'll get some random scavenge stuff through the shelves. I'll give that to you later. But your main focus is just building and fixing this. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, as well as we definitely need to chart this, like the Rainbow Monkey map.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to chart it, you can earn a chart to get a chart for this area. So you can try it. You can burn a chart
to get like, and, a useful map.
Yeah, I think Gomez has enough skills dealing with like areas and places and things that if you guys burn a chart, I can say that Gomez is able to take one of his charts and kind of like redraw it so he can find his way back here.
All right. I mean, I have a dusty chart left, so I can do that.
Okay. call it warehouse chart. And you can just rename it warehouse chart. And that'll be back to here if you guys want to come back here.
Oh, yeah. This is going to probably be our home base.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think about it. It's a great resistance base. It's hidden. Only he knew about it. It's full of space.
Yeah. It's fair.
Soon to be full of spiders.
I guess only us know about it.
It's in a party reach, so people are pretty happy here. And lots of travel through this reach.
And it's right beside the reach where we would engage in our final battle.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's the next reach over.
We would engage in our party celebration after.
Yeah, this is great. We got home. We literally just got beachfront property.
Excellent. Okay. You guys, after loading everything up, fixing up the Delta Flyer so that it now can hold cargo,
feel like the bees can't pull it anymore.
No, the bees are going to sit on the Delta Flyer, and then you're just going to drive the Delta Flyer home.
We found the section with the car seats, and we put the bees in that.
Yeah. And
adorable.
Yeah, you guys drive the Delta Flyer home as you dock back up with the ship, and and G-Son is standing on the edge of the ship, like mushroom smiling at you guys.
With that aura about him.
That look about him of like, he did things while you guys were gone.
And he's pleased with himself.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll talk with G-Son next episode as to briefly recap what he did and what he's going to say when he meets back up with you guys. So I was Ian, the Firefly.
I was Austin, playing Tzitziyaku.
I am Bev, the Rook.
I'm Jonathan, the Gomez.
Excellent. And we were sponsored by Nobody, signing off.